You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also the Ginge. I got a package to my house the other day.
Okay.
That was from an address I did not know, and it seemed very foreign.
Ooh. Oh. Were you scared?
So scared.
Okay.
Really?
Sat on my kitchen table for about 3 days because I had just got done watching a documentary on the Unabomber.
Well, so, I just want to let me first state, really genius putting that on your kitchen table if you thought it was a bomb. Well, I mean, really smart play there.
I didn't open it.
I just want to say bravo with your thought process
just, like,
there.
Gone off.
Where do you want me to put it?
In the garage?
Yes!
Still you thought it was a bomb. Well, at least
no,
there's some walls.
No, I didn't think it was a bomb. It's just like, if I open it, I don't know if I should. So I need to track the package.
At least there was some walls. You're putting it in your kitchen where just the fire from the blow up would go right in your bedroom.
I didn't open it for a while because It had a weird return address and it had my name on the package that I got. And I didn't know what was in the package. Well, come to find out, it was the cologne I ordered from Walmart.com.
Oh, I thought maybe it's from Adam and Eve or something like that. And it was just an unmarked box.
No.
Okay, none of that. Cologne.
It was literally that. But why wouldn't it come from Walmart.com?
Because sometimes I think Walmart has outside people that sell stuff, right?
I don't know. In New Jersey? Yeah, I don't know. That is weird that would be unmarked. You would think it was at least coming a Walmart box.
And it had a person's name on it.
Oh, it did?
Oh, that is weird.
Okay, that's really weird. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I agree with you.
I thought you
were being a little dramatic.
And then whenever I opened it, and I was like, I did like a little prayer before I opened it. And I was like, just in case it was like some kind of, and I know the Unabomber's in jail. I get it.
Right.
But maybe there's another Unabomber out there. They watch
like
documentaries like me. Exactly. Yeah. And they put a pipe bomb in a little Walmart box.
You've got to stop watching the murder documentaries.
Why?
And the Unabombing documentaries.
Well, you know what's going to happen?
It's affecting your life now.
You're going to lose both of your arms. And you're going to come here one day and you're going to go, wish I would have watched the documentary so I would have known.
That took a turn.
Wow.
Now Chelsea has no arms. Like, wow.
How did that happen?
I mean, safety never takes a day off.
I'll tell you why it happened, because you watch rom-coms instead of documentaries where you can be making sure that you live your life with protection.
Hey, I learned lots of stuff from Hallmark movies.
That kind of love is completely unrealistic. Yeah. Is that what you learned?
Yeah.
So I don't know, still don't know why this cologne came from some weird address. The good news is it wasn't a bomb.
Did you tell what kind of cologne it was?
I can.
He can't.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can't.
Please tell.
CK Free.
Okay, that's not, I don't know what I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was
going to
be Pitbull, Mr. 305.
Is that really
a cologne?
He used
one of his cologne.
Oh my. I bought it once. I bought it one time.
That's one too many.
And Chelsea thinks that I wear Mr. Worldwide all the time.
That he used to wear Pimples cologne.
Yeah,
it's so
wild.
Random.
I did not
know
that existed.
It's like me wearing like Christina Aguilera's perfume. Like,
hey,
it's just weird like
that's
that.
My girlfriend wears that. No, I'm kidding. She doesn't.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.